Hi.
What's up, Connor?
How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, it's nice out. I'm getting sleeveless again.
Well, I didn't say anything about it. Are you mad?
No.
I thought about it.
Well, then now I'm mad.
Oh, shit. I thought you look great.
See something, say something.
You look incredible.
Thank you.
Where's this shirt from?
Uniqlo.
Wait, do you want to go shopping?
Yeah, I actually do. I haven't got, I don't think I've bought, other than the suit that I bought at the top of the year, I don't think I've bought a new pair of anything in like over a year.
Okay, where should we go?
Mm.
I was in Soho yesterday and I went to Abercrombie.
Soho overwhelms me.
I hear what you're saying.
Because I feel like I go into all these stores and so many tourists outside of, like when you step outside and then you go inside and it's everything's so expensive. And so I'm just overwhelmed.
But they have
inside
Uniqlo.
Or outside.
They do have a Uniqlo. They have Abercrombie. They have Zara.
You know where the big Uniqlo is though? Is like the one like in Midtown.
Then you have to go to Midtown.
I know, but it does have everything.
Yeah. And they also do have like an Abercrombie there. I don't know why I'm trying to go to Abercrombie. I'm sorry. I'm just done talking. I don't know. But that's the big Abercrombie too.
Yeah.
That's where I went that time. We had that, to those half hours at Littlefield where I was way too worried about my appearance and not enough of my comedy, as my dad said. He said you were too worried about the way you
were giving Justin Bieber when he wears all white and the purple shoes.
Well, I had a spray tan and I was wearing all
never
white.
Never say never.
I looked incredible. Like,
I thought you looked great.
Good.
All the pictures after were great.
I wore an Abercrombie, one of those, not mesh, what's the word? A shirt that's kind of, you know, has rips in it, but it's pretty. Let us know.
Let us know, and, yeah. Well, you know.
And then I was mean to my mom.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like for stand-up, it's like you have to find the balance of like looking not like a complete slob up there, but also not overdoing it into a
no,
distracting
you found
point.
It. I'm not trying to steal your whole life, but I do feel like, because I worried that we got the same hair. We did the hair thing. I've taken a lot from you. Like, I showed my hair cutter a picture of you. You know what I'm saying?
That's great. I'm flattered.
Yeah. I don't know. And so it's a little weird. And then, but then I was, now I wear
there's
big
so many,
shirts.
There's only so many haircuts.
There really are. But yeah. Now I'm like, why? Because I've been wearing like tight clothes forever. And It's like, what are we doing? Well, I don't need to live like this. I'm done living like this. I can't live like this into my next decade, you know?
Yeah.
So now I get like these, I'm like, I'm done. Big shirts. But I feel like you invented that.
I definitely didn't invent big shirts. But that is
that's like your aesthetic.
It's trans man culture to have big shirts.
Now I'm taking your culture. What I want to take, I don't know. Clothes, I would definitely want to take. Lifting, I don't know. Those are the things.
Not having to have anal sex.
Guys, that's really valid. That's really. I feel like people are kind of like over anal. I feel like it's kind of done.
People are you?
Well, people have been really nice to me about it lately.
Yeah, people have been good about sides.
Back for the general public, people have been really nice to me about that lately.
Yeah, that's
people
great.
Really nice.
I'm glad. Do you have any boys clubs for this week? I have one.
Yeah, Betty Gilpin, she put her hair back up in a ponytail. Recession's
over. You gotta stop talking about her.
Saying the recession over is like, I knew you were kind of really are over me talking about her. Like, I do think that you're like, ha ha ha, but inside you're like, seriously, stop. Like, seriously, like, this is an issue. I'm sorry.
She's too local.
Totally.
We can't put her at risk.
I am. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Also, when I say recession started or over, don't know what it means. It's kind of a plug-in joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw a tweet recently that was like, this is indicator of the recession. It was because Gwyneth Paltrow was eating meat and cheese again.
Yeah. That Evan Lazarus has that funny thing where he says, they say, I don't read the New York Times. I've got my ear to the ground, which is the first time I'd heard that saying. So I'm obsessed with that. And then I heard you say it too, ear to the ground. I've got my ear to the ground. And recession's coming back because I just heard a straight man with a dangly earring say they're going to law school next year. That part I get. I understand that joke.
Yeah.
That part I understand. Yeah. And now we just apply it to anything.
That the recession's back?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was just thinking the other day it'd be a great time to come into some money because I think the housing market's going to be really cheap.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not going to have like $1 million.
If you give us money for Boys Club, we will use it on Boys Club. We will. We know we're talking, we're buying a house.
We're
buying
not
jeans,
buying anything. Yeah,
we're buying all these things. We will use it on Boys Club. I actually even decided that my jaw's going to be the same for a while. Like, I'm not going to get anything done there because we're prioritizing Boys Club.
Happy for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so your Boys Club, I'm going to do mine.
I did mine.
My boys club for this week. Well, the NBA finals are coming up, and I feel like every year, I don't really care that much about the NBA, but every year it reminds me of how big the NBA is for straight men.
Oh.
They love the NBA in a crazy way. Like, I mean, obviously they love the NFL, but they really love the NBA. And I was thinking a lot about the differences between like men's and women's like sports, professional sports leagues and the cultures about it, because I keep getting this ad for the Gotham, which is our local women's soccer team in New York, New Jersey. They're having their pride game again on June 7th.
Okay,
and
wasn't reached out to. Did not book.
You did not book for the second year.
Wait, I'm upset.
Well, maybe
that.
they're gearing up. We still have time. It's only April.
They really liked me. If you're the Gotham Booker, I did. They were.
They loved it. These lesbians loved him. But
and children
and children, lesbians and children. That's the best sporting community. But what I loved about their post for it, they said, "Pride is all year. This is just the party."
That's nice.
And I was like, that's, I mean, because men's sports leagues are just like, they don't give a fuck about gay people, and they never, and at this rate, they never will. But like, I just really appreciate that women's sports leagues continue to like, I don't know, especially in this time where there's so much talk about like trans women in sports and like, I don't know, just like they're doubling down on actually supporting the community that comes to support them.
Yeah, they're the best.
Which is great. And I think the Liberty do a similarly great job for the WNBA. But anyway, that's, it was making basketball. Me think about just like why we, the camaraderie that happens around sports, and like for men it's like sports betting and for women it's like queerness and solidarity and women's empowerment. It's just like Stacey such London. Different. Yeah,
they had Stacey London at that game. I saw her on the street in Carroll Gardens about a week ago. But she was far from her home. I don't know. We don't owe it to her to protect her. What do you want from us?
I didn't know she was a lesbian until last year.
I don't think she did until a few years either. I think she's pretty
pandemic.
Fresh. Yeah,
she's a pandemic, like a pandemic gay.
Lesbian. Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's so funny because she was on that show with that man, Clinton Kelly. Mm-hmm. Is that his name? Am I conflating two people? Clinton Kelly? I don't know.
What Not to Wear, right?
Yeah, I watched that growing up.
Oh, totally.
Grooming. I feel like that's why I'm gay. My mom would watch that and then I'd watch it with her. What an awful show. But I think they know that.
It was like kind of like,
it's not their fault.
It was like Queer Eye, but like just the clothes, right? But yeah, like kind of giving you a life pep talk.
Yeah. And to be mad at it, it's like, yeah, George Bush was president. What do you want? Like, what do you fucking want?
we had
to get in any way we could.
No,
they would come, they'd throw your whole closet out.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, why do you dress like that? And there was this one woman who was like, I hate cashmere. I don't know why this sticks with me. Mm. She's just like, I hate cashmere. I've watched this in truly 25 years. I hate cashmere. It makes me so itchy. And my mom was like, that's, does make any sense? And then Stacey London was like, that doesn't make any sense. And I was like, and I still am just like, whenever someone brings up cashmere, I'm like, it's not itchy. I don't even know what it is.
I remember watching one where there was a woman who was wearing like cargo shorts and like a polo. She would wear that like every day.
She was just gay.
That's what I was thinking.
Is
now
there
I'm
a
like
sketch for What Not to Wear where it's like reinvented. It's like, oh, you're gay. Wait, should we write that with our van sketch? We've got a packet, you and
with our van sketch.
Remember the van about kidnapping with a minivan? But it's like, don't shut the door. Don't touch the door.
Oh, you're trying to get, you're getting kidnapped in a new van and it's like the door will keep. Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got two sketch ideas.
We have two. But you only need, it only takes one.
Yeah.
It only takes one.
I'm trying to think of, I just, it was making me think a lot about just like, the boys clubs of like,
sport, of men's sports. Men's I don't sports believe in basketball because I think sports should be outside. There should be a breeze.
Well, basketball can be played outside.
Okay. Well, they're not. It's for sure indoors. I'll never forget. I went to a Minnesota Twins game when I was like 11, maybe 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like inside. And it's like, why?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
A baseball game?
Minnesota used to have this stadium that was called the Dome. And it was the Dome.
Was this on the Janda Boys baseball trip around the world?
If I'm referencing travel, it probably was. And it comes up all the time. Take your kids on a cross-country road trip because you're giving them the gift of conversation.
You guys only did this one time?
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys. My mom didn't even go. She did end it.
You guys, though. Your dad and his three gay boys.
She called. We were like on our way to Detroit. My dad would call it Detroit, whatever. And at the time, I was like, that's not how I hear anyone else say it. Like, you do you, man. And she called and she's like, there's a wall in the yard that fell down. Like, you got to come back. We ended the trip early because like a wall collapsed in the yard. And it's like, girl, like
a wall collapsed in the
where's
yard.
Where's the fire? You know?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's like, it's going to stay down.
She's going to be mad. But she did visit us in Chicago because we stayed truly in a motel, like not in a bad way. Oh, no, it's pretty bad. Where they'd be like, what's your license plate? And like, you might get robbed like every night.
Mm-hmm.
And like an Econo Lodge kind of situation, which is great. No, neither here nor there. But then she came for just Chicago. And then we stayed in like the most beautiful hotel.
She came with the pocketbook.
Yeah. She said, I'm not staying in an Econo Lodge.
She said, I don't know what you boys are up
to. She's
like,
me and the Sacklers have had a great year. I'll be staying in a hotel.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Alrighty. Should we bring our guest in?
Yes.
Alrighty. Boys, we have a great guest this week. We were on a show together a little while back, and always a pleasure to see an incredible drag performer, has a pilot that they just did a sizzle reel for, and we're very lucky to have, we'll hear more about their show later. Boys, please welcome Pink Pancake.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
You are our first drag performer on the podcast somehow.
Welcome.
145 episodes. It took us this long.
I know.
Is it 145
episodes? This is 145,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a record number.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you are 146, but we like lost one. Actually 147. We hid one, we lost another.
That's true. That's true.
Bad guess.
And we have a first.
It's my fault.
It was a tech problem. And then there was another one. It was a tech problem.
It's my fault that it was a tech problem.
Okay.
My computer,
whether or not Missionary Boys was the reason for the tech problem is neither here nor there.
I was like in an Apple store and I was like, don't go through my laptop. I need this podcast recording. It was bad.
And then we did the first episode we never released. We did like a test run that we
Fair. Where one of the boys' clubs was that we were both in love. That didn't age well.
How are you now?
I am.
I am. Is the problem actually?
You're Eponine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Are you, who from Les Mis would you be?
I always wanted to be Eponine as a little kid.
Yeah.
As a little clown kid.
Yeah.
And I was Marius in eighth grade.
Are you a tenor?
I was.
Wait, did your middle school do Les Mis?
My middle school, I did the weirdest shows. My high school director followed us from middle school. He was middle school director, followed us to high school. He
the
was
word
like
followed
the
is weird. Just like so interesting. That's
no, because he
loaded.
Did. Like he was, it was like a high school was like student directed. And,
okay.
And then
was it the type of school where like the middle and high school were connected to each other, or this was a fully different school?
No, fully different
okay,
school.
Okay.
So he just loved our class so much. He's like, it's so weird. And so he came to, he was like, I want to direct for the high school instead. And then they let him. And he did the weirdest, we did the weirdest shows for our school.
What?
We did, so we did Les Mis in eighth grade, and M. Night Shyamalan came to act one.
Oh.
Because he was looking for a star. Didn't find one.
One time, Lucas Gage, not the class I work at, well, went to a workout class that I was part of for half of it and then left the other half. And I was like, thank you for popping
awkward.
By.
Yeah.
Thanks for popping your head
in.
Not the one I work at now, because I would never talk about that.
He didn't like class.
Oh my God, that's crazy. So M. Night Shyamalan shows up for the first
act. For the first act.
And said I have seen
but
all Marius's I need to see.
His big part is like the second act. So he would have if he stayed.
He was there for Fantine.
Yeah. No, he was there for, he was looking for a boy.
Okay, so wait.
Didn't
so
find one.
Marian is which character in Les Mis?
Marius, don't.
Excuse me.
That's the music man.
How dare you? Yeah, that's the librarian.
This is my episode because we're doing theater. This is theater.
So then you lead the questions.
We were fighting on this.
No.
You do lead conversations so well. I actually think about it sometimes. It makes me almost want to cry.
Oh, thank you. Okay, but wait. I've seen the movie. Who
Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Yeah,
great role. Great role.
Street looking kind of mad.
Mm.
No problem. And handsome.
And handsome.
So
really
handsome.
He's
so
gorgeous.
Handsome. Yeah.
He was on.
I just saw Cabaret.
Was he in it?
No. It was
it's Orville Peck now, right?
It's phenomenal. Oh. Phenomenal.
Did he have? I was gonna say, did he have the mask?
I'm leading this guy. Mask. Sorry.
No.
No
he did
not.
But he came handsome. Out on stage and was wearing like a full face of makeup.
Yeah.
And the makeup in this production Cabaret is like really intense. So I was like, well, I still don't know what he fucking looks like.
Yeah.
But eventually you do get to see.
Maybe that's why he agreed to do it.
Is it like circus themed or something?
No.
They're still in Berlin. I asked that as if it was like Godspell or something. It was just like pick a theme.
If it's like Pippin when it was circus themed.
Yeah, I hate that. I'm not into that.
Oh, I liked it.
Okay, I did.
Did you
too.
See Pippin?
Yeah, I did. I
with
think
the circus?
I believe, yes.
They did a moment where there was a song happening and there were circus performers next to them. And they were like a contortionist or something. I don't know. Two people got in a circle and like held hands and feet somehow in a circle. And they were thrown into the air. And then a man went like that. And they, for those listening, stood still. And he landed. They like landed right on his waist. It was
Whoa.
Insane.
That's crazy.
That's my favorite.
That's some like
musical.
Cirque du Soleil shit.
Oh, really?
Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me.
What is Pippin about?
Who knows? It's just an existential
it's
crisis.
It's about dreams. It's about the mortality.
Oh.
It's about...
And you did this in high school?
Sex?
No, we never did it.
Oh.
I know.
They do that in high school a lot, though.
Yeah,
the sex part doesn't have to be like...
Yeah.
My dream role would be the it'll never be this role.
You could put it on for yourself.
Not the narrator. The main player. What's it called?
Yeah.
The
lead player.
That's my dream role.
Yeah, you could do that.
I could put it on for myself.
Yeah, put it on.
Well, I had an inappropriate reaction.
That's
when
why
said
I became a drag queen.
You can do anything. Yeah, you're totally
right. I can do anything. Yeah. Anything.
Wait, when you said that the productions were like student directed, and I think celebrating student produced things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I had a
well, that's reaction. What's crazy. It's like you're an educator. You're somebody working in this, and you see that this high school is doing something very cool where they're letting the students direct it, yeah. And then you're like, I should step
right.
in. Not yeah. for just your own self-indulgent reasons.
Fuck that guy.
Wait,
so
what other?
Wait, we need to. So we did Bat Boy the musical, which is really niche. We did Whoa. High Fidelity the musical, also very niche. I think it had like 10 performances on Broadway. And then we did fucking Hair the musical, which famously is about naked. Like hippies being naked.
Gavin and Creel.
Rest in peace, Gavin Creel.
Wasn't yeah. he in that in 07?
I don't remember.
There's
but
a
I
Tony
saw
performance
it.
Of him yeah. doing. I always forget that I used to be like gayer than I am now. I love theater.
I love theater too, and I've like come back into it the love of it recently. I yeah. used to like pretend that I don't.
Yeah.
Because I became a clown, and then yeah.
It's so magical though, going to theater. I was just saying, I saw Matilda when I was in like high school, and it made me cry. It's like so moving to go see something live like yeah. that. Yeah, on Broadway. Yeah.
On Broadway.
Yeah.
There's something really stabilizing about the theater in that, like, I don't know. I don't know what, well, this might be similar for you. I feel like comedy performances, we are performing in the barriest of bars with just a bunch of fucking losers oh, yeah. all the time. And then you go to the Broadway and you're like, oh, these women, they're like all just Elaine Stritch and they smell so nice and they're dressed good and they have mints. And yeah. it's like, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's very stable.
You want a Broadway audience? Nice.
I feel safe for
well,
a minute.
Drag queens, we perform in a lot of different kinds. The weirdest venue I performed at was a pizza restaurant, like a Dollar Slice.
Mm.
Oh.
So for a Pride 1 year, they, I don't know, the check cleared, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, totally. 100%.
That was bizarre. But I've, like a lot of drag queens, we go to the bar and we just are like, okay, show's in 10. And they're and people are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Don't want to see a drag show right now. Like,
wait, really?
You're like ambush. It's like a guerrilla like massacre.
We relate to that.
Yes.
Because they put, I imagine they put the worst, the strangest places. And mm-hmm. it's like, no one, you don't want to stumble upon a comedy show. We no. should do it on the subway platform. Like we on the, well, that was an open mic. We should do open mics like on the Q platform.
Yeah.
I live off the queue yeah. and I've seen that. And I just think that is one of the saddest things I've
ever
seen.
It's one of the things dark. That has yeah. come out of a necessity born thing from the pandemic where it was mm-hmm. like, where's a place that we can congregate that's like spacious and that, yeah. that area is so open? It doesn't need to happen anymore. We don't need to still
but
do
it
that.
Still has happened. Stop doing this.
Yeah. But
well,
they just.
It just was weird to me because I'm like, comedy's all about like setting up the joke. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like walk by, like, oh, they're setting up the joke. And then the train comes. Like, I never, and no, no, punchline.
And you know what? You probably missed out on the worst part anyway. So yeah. you probably saved yourself.
I still had hope.
Yeah.
You know?
That's really sad. One of our main comedy venues over the pandemic was like this rooftop that you had to like kind of climb, you know, a fire escape to get to. Yeah, like, yeah. I missed on it one time. There's like still a little bit of a thing. Don't worry about me. This really is from the fire escape. And there'd just be a J train that would come.
You'd arm like lifting. I did a reading yesterday and I was carrying, what's it called? Music stands from my day job
They're
to
sharp.
The venue. Cut my arm.
Did it bleed?
Oh, yeah. I'm and I sorry. Didn't realize until like halfway through the rehearsal. There's nothing I could do about it then.
There's blood all over the paper.
Yeah,
our scars remind us that the past is real.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, but we similarly, like there's been so many times where it's like, just a nice restaurant or people whatever and then all of a sudden yeah, it's like there's a comedy show starting and you can just see everybody be like, oh, you're kidding me, and it's like, yeah. I'm so sorry, you're gonna have to hear about my jokes about being trans even though you just wanted to have a burrito. Like, it's just
nothing makes me hungrier yeah. than jokes about being trans.
And it's like, oh my god, I remember that was like one of the worst ones. It was truly in a Mexican restaurant in Astoria that ended up being okay.
I know this show.
But god damn, was it it was an uphill battle to get there.
Oh, sorry, I know.
Yeah, no, it was tough. Knows. It was tough.
And then, yeah, that's a lot. That's
we used
tough.
To perform like on like stoops in the pandemic yeah. in drag with like face shields on for some reason. Like that was doing anything. Because you could like sit outside, you know, social distance.
Yeah.
That was like kind of when I was coming into the scene though.
So yeah.
a weird time.
I went to Brooklyn Pride in 2021 and there was a cool.
They still do that.
There was a Pride outside. Show outside. Yeah, yeah where they were, the queens were like,
it's
which
so
I was
calm.
Like, cool, but also do you want to be like doing a death drop onto the pavement? Like,
bro, we, you know, drag queens, we don't have health insurance or anything, but we are expected to do that and we will do that and that is okay.
It's like, this and is Fifth yeah. Avenue, okay?
Yeah. Like, and we will, and we'll throw our body anywhere we have to.
Yeah.
For and it's so bad when you do that and you're like, oh, I've risked my life
yeah
to do this, And then the gay in the corner is like, okay,
I'm always seen it before. I know, right?
That's why I'm like a clown, you know, so I can be like,
most judgmental audience, just gay men being like, I could do that. Yeah. I'm sure I would be curious about this for you too, because I feel like we get that as like queer performers for stand up. Like, there's always, you're in an audience sometimes where there's gay men who you feel like, I could get up there and do that. I'm sure it's happening for drag too.
Oh my God. Everyone thinks they're Michelle Visage. Everyone. Yeah. Because I think like Drag Race just. Because there's a judges panel, mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh yeah, I know like how to talk about this. And like, sure. But you, and it's an art form. You can like have opinions about it, but it is expensive as fuck and it's hard to do.
No, I think about that a lot when I see, like when I'm on a variety show with a drag performer or something and I'm like, oh, like, you know, all I had to do was, you know, put my clothes on and walk over here. And like, you know, I'm always impressed.
That's
like,
just not true.
But I mean, like, yes, obviously there's a lot of preparation. Well,
some people
goes
it
into
is.
It.
Yeah. This is a call to action to write a joke. Call to action, write a joke.
But in terms of like the actual, okay, like we all have our prep time before the show, that all the moments leading up to the show.
Yeah, it takes a long time to like.
But
get
like
into
anytime
the game.
I see a queen show up, I'm like, God, I do not envy having to get ready like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also weird when you're like having a shitty day and you're like, oh, well, here I go. Like, and it takes time to get in makeup and stuff. And so you're just like thinking about your shitty day.
That all feels very like Sally Bowles to me. Like, that's her whole thing.
Oh, yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It comes to. Wait, who is Sally Bowles?
Eva. Oh, my God. Eva. Oh, my God. She was phenomenal. She's like a famous like Broadway. Eva Eblinoza. But I said
it
wrong.
I'll Google her. I'll find her.
She was phenomenal. I'm so sorry for saying her name wrong.
I
she
love
was
Cabaret.
Phenomenal.
Oh, that was her. Oh, okay. Gotcha,
Cabaret's
gotcha.
My favorite musical.
That's nice. They did a real act. No offense to the people. Sometimes it's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're good.
Yeah. I know.
I guess Orville Peck is a celebrity, but he like is. Yeah. He was phenomenal.
Yeah. That's so interesting. At least like for that, you know, okay, he's got the vocal chops probably to get it.
He had the
in.
Acting chops too. He was phenomenal.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
He's a little theater gay secretly.
I love that. Because
it was Adam Lambert. Remember Adam Lambert?
It was Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
He's had such a cool career.
Ah! It's done.
The Crown.
it's silly.
I like it.
I like it on top of this
thing. Girls in stripper heels, boys rolling in Maseratis.
He's had such a cool career to me because, I remember when he came out and that kind of ruined his shot at winning American Idol because he came out before the final.
How to be 06.
Yeah, it was like, you know, in a time where people were going to be like, well, I'm not voting for him anymore. And I remember having the opinion as a little middle schooler being like, he should have just waited, like, my dumbass, like, you know. Not really, you know.
I remember being like, and I don't like him and don't want to be near him. And,
and there's nothing about
is,
him that's really exciting to me. Yeah. But then, you know, he's gone on to, I mean, obviously he's an insane vocalist. He's gone on to like open or be the front man for Queen.
Yeah.
And like he's done Cabaret. Like, he's like,
he was on Glee. Yeah.
Married the Night.
True.
Oh,
Married
the
Night.
We're the same. Wait, so we're like from outside Philly.
Yeah, Lafayette Hill.
You're a Jew.
No, but I was in CBT.
Okay. That doesn't
Not
make
that
any sense.
I was an ally. Yeah. It's more like they were allies.
Yeah.
They were like gay guys.
Are you Italian?
No.
What
Irish.
Are you? You're like, Irish?
Vast majority Irish.
But you're giving Jew.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's sweet.
It's the anxiety.
I just am really anxious. It's true.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a, like, in my experience, at least culturally, there is some overlap between Jews and Catholic, like
Catholic guilt.
And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like that sort of guilt. And then like the Irish, guilt. Italian, Catholic, and then Jewish. Like,
well,
I feel like there's
lots of.
Well,
we're driven by the same testament, no? The Old Testament.
The first.
Isn't that just.
Yeah.
I like the first testament. The first one. The first is better because it's kind of like, old is like, don't be rude.
Just like the sequel.
Yeah.
The first.
Yeah. It's the first testament.
One. The OG,
yeah.
The IP.
Yes.
The Abraham.
It's
the
like,
Adam, the Eve.
It's like Star Wars where they're like, well, the first one's actually the fifth one. And
right.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, what were we just talking about? Adam Lambert. Yeah. And also, Adam, like, I just admire that he, like, he's somebody who's so successful and, like, has done so many cool things, but he's not somebody that's been, like, super in the public eye. At least maybe. He's not as front facing and like, and you're in out there as like a lot of pop stars.
Yeah,
are,
totally.
You know, like he's been able to like do his thing and work without being like so overly
Same
saturated.
With Orville Peck because he's the mask. No one knows who he is.
Totally. That's,
he's Miley. What's it not? Yeah, he's Miley Cyrus.
Is he gay?
He's gay.
I thought he was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have gay. Like there are so few gay. What is it? Troye Sivan. That's like literally it. But Adam Lambert. Like if you go back and watch his live performances, it was like he was doing like a mini version of a Gaga, like long time ago, in a way that like we're not getting from men ever. Like men are not
it's hard. Like they're not like hyper femme.
Yeah. And also just like that like, I just remember being, like, he was so undeniable. Like, his voice was just so much unlike anything you'd seen on that, even on that yeah. show where they have a lot of great talent, obviously, come out of it, but, like, in the early years especially. But, like, he was just like, oh, this guy, if he doesn't win, this is crazy. I don't even remember who won that
year. He has at least, like, six good songs. For Your Entertainment, that's an amazing song. Do you remember the song?
Sing it.
For Your Entertainment. Da-na-na. And then If I Had You was, like, so good. If I Had You, that would yes, be the only that thing. Yes. That's the one where it's, like, girls in stripper hoyos, oh, yeah. boys rolling in Maseratis.
Yeah.
What they wait? There's another one.
I guess Sam Smith is another queer pop star. Yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
but Sam Smith has like a
sorry.
Like I guess mostly. Well, I guess the song with Kim Petras is pretty upbeat. But I'm thinking of what's his like or their big like sad one.
Latch.
Yeah.
Is that Latch is good. Album. Latch is more upbeat. But Latch what's is really sad?
The end of Soul Cycle where it's like Latch, and then suddenly it's like actually this is a less upbeat draw
with my because that's with Disclosure, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's yeah. a great song. That's a great song.
Very sad girl vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which yeah. I like. They're going through it clearly all yeah. the time. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
I guess I do like sad. I mean, I'm over here. Gigi Perez. Do you know Gigi Perez?
Not yet.
Gigi.
Wait, I feel like I've heard that name.
I'm obsessed with her.
You have to give her some time. Her album came out 3 days ago.
I keep Googling it. It's like Pitchfork hasn't even acknowledged it and Twitter hasn't acknowledged it.
But no the Boys Club podcast it. Continues too.
My dad listened to three songs and he liked two of them. He didn't like the one where it was about her getting called fat as a child. And I was like, okay, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why you didn't like that one.
And he's like, I just didn't like the hook. Like the lyrics like, were great. I hated the hook.
What in you that didn't like this song also... had me as a child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What happened there?
Or yeah. or his own childhood, who knows? I don't know what his childhood was like.
Well, do you want to? I'll tell you offline. I'll tell you offline. It was pretty tumultuous. I'll tell you that
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
his mom was putting her head in the oven kind of a lot. Oh, she wasn't even
Sylvia
the one.
Sylvia Plath.
Yeah. She was like really big on that.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
She was a real kind of wackadoodle.
Wow. Well,
but if you're no shame.
No shame. But get your head out of that oven if you're thinking about
that's like when they turned my electricity off and I was like, what? So I can't put my head in the oven? I'm like, that's fine. You can
I
leave
can't
it
follow
off.
My grandmother's footsteps.
All good. We're good. Wait, so I want to know like ultimately, like what is a boys' club that you are not a part of?
Well, when that question came to me, I was like, every?
Yeah.
I've never been a part of a boys' club in my life. And I know that. And I wore it as like mask as possible today.
I love this hockey jersey.
This was my brother's that I rhinestoned.
I was going to say, did it come
he
with
it? Doesn't know about it.
I love. No, this is
where
incredible.
Does he, live?
He lives in the West Village.
Wait, are you close?
Yeah.
What's his job?
Oh my God. Where. He's a finance bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm
so, anybody, so any gay person who has a straight sibling is like, their job, I don't know, banking?
He has a normal
job. Straight sibling. Yeah. I don't have any straight siblings.
You
I
have two
want
gay
one.
Brothers, I heard, yeah. earlier.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I know.
How's but one that? Of them does work in finance.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so he's a bro.
Yeah.
A gay bro.
He's more masculine than I am, I wow. guess.
Yeah.
That's he not is, hard to achieve.
No, I know.
I feel like the he comes from an era of gay men who like were like, well, I'm still gonna go into this thing.
Yeah,
you know,
like it does. Yeah, like it probably defines him less than it defines me.
His queerness.
Maybe that's just,
he's older or younger?
Time. He's 2 years older than I am, and then my younger brother is about 4 years.
Yeah,
younger.
Why? How old are you?
Wait,
even though
I'm 30
we can never
exactly.
ask a woman her age.
I'm 30 exactly.
Okay, 35. Happy birthday. 30 today. This is your birthday.
No,
actually, tomorrow is, though.
Oh, no.
Is it really?
I'm about to be older.
What's
no,
that's I mean, but what's going to happen?
That's beautiful.
You're going to be older every year.
Can someone send us money for my birthday? I'm not even kidding. Like, fucking send us money. Like, take out your wallet, take out your dick, send us money. This is not okay.
Yeah.
I am about to be older. My birthday is tomorrow. I'm a Taurus. What are you?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm a Gemini and people got
oh coming up
yeah
coming
June
up.
1st it's like one of the best Pride. Birthdays
ooh that's a great yeah. birthday yeah Pride. June 1st
everyone always posts on my birthday it's like it's crazy
that's great
they post like a picture of themselves because yeah. they're so happy to celebrate my
wait,
birthday
wait give me the Gemini give me a like what's like the three words whatever it is like your emotional
I think the thing is two-faced ugh. Is the vibe but I'm not that I'm yeah. just a clown
yeah
And kind of the other vibe is like creativity.
Yeah.
And I think like a little flighty. Very social, very social.
That's do you feel you connect with your Gemini?
Yeah,
star?
I think I'm very creative and I have two personalities because I'm in and out of drag.
I was going to say, your two-facedness could be your drag persona. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, getting back to your boys' club.
Your Taurus, that's like.
I'm a Taurus.
The horn.
Yeah, like a bull, stubborn, yeah. angry. A Twitter keeps sending me things.
I don't think it's just stubborn and angry, though. I think it's like there's grounded. I think you're like grounded. I wouldn't call grounded. I mean, you can be a little stubborn, but not in a like I but you also like I think you're very you're true to like what you do.
Yeah. And, yeah. I resist change.
Yeah.
I really resist change.
I once was at Labain and I was talking to this really cute guy and he asked me my sign.
On
and
a
I
Sunday.
Said Gemini and on a Sunday and I started I was like continuing the conversation, he walked away. Yeah.
Go Some off. Gay people need to
Wait.
Relax.
Go off. No, that was like so horny to me. I'm like, the king does not want to hang out. Like, go off.
That's so not okay that he did that. I don't like that. No, that's I why we love get a bad
that.
Rap.
That was a Wait. Long time ago, but that's so funny.
Labain on a Sunday. Yeah. My New Year's resolution is to go to Labain on a Sunday.
Let's go. I haven't been in decades.
Also, Animal. I want to go to Labain on a Sunday. Decades, I want to go to Animal. I
haven't been in New York in decades.
That's where I have to go. I saw a video of people there, and I was like, I think that I'm supposed to go to Labain on a Sunday. How yeah. am I supposed to write a movie if I've never been to Labain on a Sunday?
That's so true.
What
true.
Am I writing
yeah.
about?
Right.
Yeah.
You have to have experiences.
Maybe it's like a Literally. Three sisters situation where you really want to go to Labain on a Sunday, but you never make it there.
Wait, and the journey, like Labain was
the journey.
Journey
along. Yeah.
Yeah. What a journey to Labain, but then not make it on a
But that's also sure, so yeah. sad because it's so easy to get there.
Wait, I'm actually not even familiar with what this is.
Now the crown is gone.
So Labain on a Sunday. Do you want to dig
You don't know Labain on a Sunday? I haven't been since like pre-COVID, I was going to say, but I have been a few times. It's like a gay watering hole where everyone comes to buy $40 vodka sodas and they hang on in this gorgeous rooftop. And there's like pink chairs and it's very like Instagrammable.
Ah, okay.
And there's good music. Actually, there is.
Hell yeah.
And so you get to like be sardines inside and then you get to go outside and also maybe be sardines and get $40 cocktails. And then there's these bathrooms that overlook the city. So you're like peeing on the city, which is really
cool. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And then...
Is there a cover?
I don't think so.
Just,
I don't think
just
so.
Just the $40 vodka soda.
Yeah. 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 and then I haven't been since I haven't been for a few years, but I used to go when I was like young 20 something and like fresh.
Yeah.
And I would like flirt with daddies and be like, oh, I'm so thirsty. And so that's what you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it in Brooklyn, Manhattan?
The High
it's
Line.
In the, yeah, it's like overlooking
oh,
the
nice.
High Line.
Okay. So this is like a Chelsea vibe.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's
cool,
it called? Cool. The Meatpacking District.
Yes. Yeah. And they do be packing meat in there.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you going to go to that?
I'll go with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go too.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is my whole New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Someone just like told me, it was like, oh, it's April. It's like, well, it's the year. It's the fucking year. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Thank you. You're right. 7 months to do it.
Some people do resolutions that are an everyday thing. Some people do just a couple checklist items.
I'm going to Labain and I'm going to Animal. Have you been to Animal?
Oh, yeah. I have listened to some of these potties.
You're like, you talk about the same
I've
things
heard
every
about,
time.
No, I've heard about Drag this me. Animal one to go, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't been to Animal either. I like work
Wait,
in
the way
nightlife.
You say Animal is very beautiful.
Thank you.
You're at the way you say at.
It's a Philly.
It's the Philly.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have it.
Animal.
You wish.
I went to Catholic school. The nuns were just like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to public school, so they just let me
yeah. Animal.
Do it.
Wait, that's yeah. like this girl who was a star in high school. Now then she bought a house in Conshohocken, neither here nor there. And so she and got
So
married.
It sounds like she's still winning.
Yeah.
She owns property.
Yeah.
My favorite.
And I own this child's crown. And that's amazing.
No, but like that. But it is. You know what I mean? Like, but it is. Like, we're like, haha, but it is. And so, but she, I would say cherry. I say cherry weird. And she'd be like, it's cherry. But in Philly, I guess I say cherry.
I was going to say Cherry Grove, but that's not Maybe what she's we're talking about. Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill.
Oh, you say like cherry?
Cherry.
Yeah.
Am like I just, curry. Am I wrong in every accent?
No, that's like a, I feel like that's a Jersey thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you've got that.
Or no, I've heard that.
Cherry. I like hijack this conversation to say uninteresting things and no, to be mean to a woman who bought a house. Like, why am I being rude? Stop being rude.
Support women.
Support women.
This is a boys club. But like, buying, support yeah. women.
Why, and like, I want her to be financially mobile and I'm glad she's moving her way up. Like, that's incredible. I wish I had a house.
Yeah.
I don't wish it was there, but I wish I had a house. I'm sorry.
My dream of all dreams is to have a brownstone in the Village, obviously. And then I want a house in P-Town.
Oh,
addicted
yeah.
to P-Town.
That'd be so nice.
And then I want an apartment in LA. And I'm going to also share this with my three best friends. We all kind of like own all of them together.
Yeah.
And yeah, we all get like a floor of the brownstone. Shared kitchen, but only one of them cooks for us.
That's nice.
And yeah, that's my dream.
That would
Why
be beautiful.
Why P-Town, not Fire Island?
Have you been to either, both, neither?
Both. We're going to them this summer.
I've never been to
You've never been
either.
To either. Yeah. When are you going?
Well, we're maybe going to go in, what, was it September?
August.
August?
Do you want to open for me in August?
Oh, God.
You're doing a set?
Are you doing a set there?
Yes. Do you want to come?
Fun. Yeah.
I'm doing it at Cherries at the Pines. No, Cherry. No,
Cherries. It's just called Cherries.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cherries.
Have you been there?
I have been to Cherries. Yeah.
I'm doing it there.
Amazing. I didn't even know they did comedy. I know they do drag, but they probably do everything. They probably do everything.
They're expanding.
They're expanding. They're expanding into
when I'm going the like middle August.
August 15th.
That might be when I'm there.
Oh shit.
That might be when I'm there.
Oh my God. We'll definitely have to connect.
Yeah. I'm doing a drag show down there too.
Where?
Amazing.
Ice Palace. I don't know what happened. I took the subway here in like the middle of the day, most beautiful day ever, as a clown. And I dress up as a clown on the subway a lot, but like for some reason today, the people were not feeling
it. They were not having it.
They were not having it. I was like a true subway creature.
They didn't even like your amazing.
I know, my rhinestone. I spent so much
I can't believe
time
you did that yourself.
This.
That's so impressive.
Oh, yeah. You gotta.
Did you draw it out all yourself and then you?
No. This was all
came as one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
This
okay,
was the thing.
Okay.
I just glued them on.
I thought you like
it's very
designed
cathartic,
it, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. To do art.
Yeah.
It's winking at me.
But oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah. He's horny. Very horny. But Pitana, I love more. Well, one, Fire Island is like, I don't know how long we're going to have it. So we have to appreciate it as much as we can.
Because
of the ocean.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Apparently the beach is looking really good this summer, though.
Okay. It's like the summer thing.
Yeah. The erosion last year was really bad, but apparently it's like back and better than ever.
Okay.
You never want a fluid situation in that sense.
You don't want to own property on a place where it's like maybe it will erode.
Yeah.
So that is part of it.
Yeah.
And I just like, I feel... P-Town is special because it's the Boston gays are different than the New York gays.
Yeah.
And like definitely the walls come down in New York and you feel a little more like the cliques kind of leave a little bit, but at the same time they don't. And there's still a lot of the like go to parties to be seen. And I do not like that.
Same.
I just want to have a good time. In P-Town, you're just there to have a good time.
Yeah.
And it feels like magical. And I'm like a big nerd. I'm addicted to Tennessee Williams and he spent a lot of summers there. And you can just like feel the vibe. It's like an artist colony. It's like, it's, I love it there.
I was there one time when
I was
20.
I'm the face of tea this year. I'm the face of tea.
Wait,
I'm not
what's
even kidding.
That?
I'm not even kidding. Tea dance?
Where?
At the boat slip in P-Town.
Wait, what is that in San Francisco?
So they, for some reason, put me and my three other besties, our face on like the poster this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we get like VIP access
that's
this year.
That's their tea.
Oh, that's
so P-Town has their own tea.
They have their own tea. Fire Island has a tea.
Of course.
P-Town has a tea. Fire Island has like mid tea or high tea. Oh my God. I just had a stroke. low tea, mid tea, high tea. P-Town just has one tea.
Nice.
The last time I was there is with this guy that I was dating, but we were like kind of on off. So like going to tea was weird because you're kind of like, I'm with this guy, but I'm looking. You know what I mean? I'm looking to jump ship. Is anyone, are you guys good? Yeah.
Yeah. I love tea.
No, yes. And in the that face sense, of tea. That it's kind of like, we're here to
that
see
is
we're
really
like,
exciting.
Wait, so that you think Boston gays are they clickier than New York?
Like, no, less clicky.
Less clicky. Oh, that's interesting.
Way less clicky.
I feel like.
And less like. They don't care about what they look like.
Well, yeah. we've talked about this
no
before,
shades.
Like about like New York LA gays versus like gays from other cities and like how you can feel the difference between like just the over, I don't know, we over index in terms of like amounts of things we can do and the amount of community we have and like the amount of access we have to queerness. Whereas in other cities, it feels like they still have this like more, they're not as jaded maybe. They have a little bit more excitement towards these types
excited.
Of things that feel like they let that part of them out. Whereas like, New York gays can still feel very like, oh, we get this all the time.
Right.
So I'm just going to like be here to see and be seen. Yeah.
I don't know if you experience this with like out of town gigs, but for drag, when you go to an out of town gig, it's like the audience is so excited to see you.
Yeah.
And they're just like hanging on to every word. And you could be doing like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like dressed up as a clown. And this is like the weirdest queer ever. But sometimes when I'm performing in New York and the crowd like does not care if I live or die, I'm just like, okay, trying my best. And I'm like, yeah, this is weird. Like, why am I dressed up as a little girl and like dancing around this bar? But then you go out of town and they just eat you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that's the best story I've ever heard. It really is. You forget that in New York, it's like, They've got this 14 shows every night.
No,
like,
totally.
No one care. Like, right. We're here this night, the next night, the night after that, whatever. Yeah. And we're here, and so is Angelina Jolie lives here. Like, who right. cares?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you're right, you go to Philly, and it's like, no one's here.
Yeah.
Rocky Balboa, like, there's no one.
Yeah, they're Rocky so excited Balboa, to see that's you. How we got it. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
No, totally. I mean, I'm on tour right now, and it's been really cool to go to, like, smaller cities where they just don't have the same access to, stand up period or just like queer stand up, any of it. And it's really cool to get to go to these places where they're like, oh, we never see something like this. And you can feel the difference
and
in
it's
the energy.
Like validating for the audience, which
yeah,
is great.
And validating Catholic, as yeah. a performer too, to mm-hmm. be like, because you can sometimes get in your head in New York about like, oh, like, you know, is this as I don't know, important or original or this or that as I want it to be or think it is or whatever. Then you go somewhere where you're not in this overly
saturated
yeah. environment, and you're like, oh yes, this is, I forgot, like, that this is worth doing and talking about and this and that, because like there are so many places where
yeah.
it's inaccessible. Yeah. I was
this
down
conversation
in
is so fascinating. No, honestly, that's so interesting.
Yeah,
like I haven't thought about that in such a way.
I was down in
it's easy to have your like blinders on.
Yeah,
and just like,
why do we do this to ourselves? We are in the most competitive yeah. city,
right?
That's kind of like,
but
the
it's also
but it's like two things.
It helps so much.
Yes, because yeah, I think on the one hand, obviously, like for all of us, like, you know, this is becoming one of the few safe places we can still be, you know,
exist.
Doing these things and
but
existing.
I can be a clown on the
yeah,
and
exactly.
And people are just like not feeling it, but they're not like mad at me.
Right?
They don't like.
They're just like
think
oh,
I'm
here
gonna
we go.
Like attack
yeah.
them. They're just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, really?
Yeah. And but also like I find, you know, because we see this in stand-up now, like because of the internet, like there's an expansion and like, you know, there's people that tour out of Iowa and other places, which is great, but it's like,
and kind of anyone can go viral online,
right? Yeah, yeah. So like you can do that from anywhere, but yeah. at the same time it's like I feel very grateful that I'm here, because even though it is really competitive and there is a lot, like I feel like it makes me better
yeah. oh, absolutely.
To be around that, and
it
I'm,
just pushes you to do more and more,
right.
more and more,
and to
yeah.
like see what other people are doing on a day-to-day basis and be like, oh, okay, well this is how you, you know, how you work something out, or how you work out a longer story. I watch you
and
do this
to
or
get
that.
Your voice mm-hmm. and be uniquely yourself.
Yes, yeah, and how to like yeah find that within yeah. a crowd of
Cause,
yeah.
Yeah, because if I mean, I remember I did a show in. I'm really bringing out my theater girl shit because of you today.
Wait,
but I did a show
nice.
In DC, and I was assistant director, and I just like fell in love with DC and DC
what theater.
Signature Theater.
That's the main theater.
Yeah.
This girl I like went to a grade school with always has stuff there. Her name's like Maria Rizzo, but I like don't know her well. So it's like
I love Rizzo from Greece. That's a dream role.
Yeah, I know. So this dumb guy at an open mic told this joke about some joke about
that
song. That
was me. No,
it's a straight man, and the joke like in like he was like, oh, like this is gonna be such a rambling bit. Oh my god, so
hopelessly
fast.
Devoted.
He I could flirt with all the guys, smile at them and bat my whatever. And he's yeah. like, this doesn't make it like stupid jokes about the song. And then I get up there, I like actually waste my time to be like, that's like a fundamental misunderstanding of that song.
Yeah.
And I actually came
no, I appreciate
to this open mic and wasted my night to just
yeah.
make it clear that it's like, you're actually like,
you're
not,
wrong.
You're not right.
You're wrong.
And you're like talking about culture in a stupid way. And it's like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah. I also want to just flag a straight guy talking about Grease, honey, soul search.
Get off the
like, I think you need to go journal. I don't think you need to be here with
yeah,
us.
It was
yeah,
disgusting.
True. Yeah.
It was, and at Good Judy. This is a Good Judy.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it's really gross.
He was a bad Judy.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
open
shout out to my girls, Bad Judies. It is a God, I have no words today on this podcast. It's a band, a drag band.
Oh,
like
sick.
Literally a band. They sing live. They
in New York.
They yeah. Drums, guitar, piano, singing live.
That's cool.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. But I cut you off major.
Who cares?
No, but I did.
You, oh, about directing
theater. Yeah. It just, in DC, one of my friends was like, I'm not just like one of like a bajillion chorus boys. Like, I'm my name.
Yeah.
Like, the casting director like knows who
you.
I am.
I went to Elon University where I got a BFA in acting, psych, only for a year. And then I switched to English. I think
oh, so. Another career that you can do nothing with.
Exactly.
A degree, yeah.
A degree that leads to a podcast.
Started. Yeah. We all should have studied film, is where I'm at. We all should have studied film. We
well,
should have been like,
that's also
way.
A useless degree.
Fuck.
At least in English,
you know
you read.
As long as we're having fun.
Literally. Man. But I mean, at least I still feel that, like, okay, people studied film, not to derail this conversation for
no,
one second.
That's what
it's totally fine to study film. And I think if you're going into the, like, the technicals of it, you want to do
yeah.
camera work, you want to do sound, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. If you want to write or act, you need to also be reading other things, learning about life. Like, mm-hmm. it makes so much more sense to study English or history or philosophy or any of those other, like, you know, liberal arts degrees because you're actually reading something that will inspire you.
Oh, my God. Wait, I seriously...
As a 21-year-old, yeah. You don't need to be just pulling from the vet. Like, you don't have anything
yet. Well, who knows? I mean, true. I went to a liberal arts college, it was called Muhlenberg College.
When I tell you Are we like siblings? Am I one of your gay brothers? I said to my mother... That if I were making all the right decisions and I don't regret anything, okay. I got yeah. sober. I'm lucky to be here.
Oh my God.
That's
congrats.
Right. Give
That's
me
major.
Fucking money. Okay. Yeah. I'm lucky
His
to be here.
Sobriety birthday's coming
Give
up
me money too.
Too.
And like that money. Was largely at Elon. But like, I do think that if I were making, here's why to go to into a BFA program, it's like, I think it's smarter to go to like a college, which is like a BA theater. There's like, it's less rigid, whatever. And then it's kind of like, you can like do it as much or as little as you want, like where it's not like this like really intense conservatory thing.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of what it maybe would be like to do this in DC.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in DC, like they like know who you are.
Yeah.
Like it's just a smaller pool. Right. So I almost moved there, but then I didn't.
Yeah. These days.
The story is that. And then yeah, I didn't.
And then
yeah.
I didn't.
And
then, then I made, then I came back and I made my own web series because I know y'all are doing web
yeah,
series.
Yeah, yeah.
And that got me in New York.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
And that was my own like little film school. Like,
yes.
First season.
Yes. It feels, yeah. That's how, I mean, that we've been feeling that too in making this. I'm like, you know, because this feels like the most intensive sort of film degree I could get is just like having
oh,
to
yeah.
fully
Literally doing
produce,
it.
Make, yeah. Raise money, all yeah. those things. Like you have to just like learn all of it and, you know, figure it out. And then being on set, watching what people do. And it just, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I think that her name was like Nicole Bloom or something, my admissions counselor. And she was like, mm-hmm. Did you know her?
Shout out. No.
She was like 24. She was gorgeous.
Oh, no, I wish. I mean, because Muhlenberg's so small.
She was so gorgeous.
I knew one admissions counselor.
What's her name? It's going to be her. I mean, that's the one.
I know a fate. Michelle.
God, I could not. If you asked me to name any staff member at my college, I don't think I could.
And she worked.
I just went back to my school. I did a drag show at my college. There are three other drag queens that graduated from my college.
Oh my gosh.
We went to do a drag show and I spoke at one of my classes, like one of my teacher's classes. I'm like still in touch with him. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's just such a small school.
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Which she sings about in Bye Bye Birdie. In Allentown, PA.
Oh my God.
I should go back into the theater.
Yeah. Allentown's like
outside of Pittsburgh,
you'll
find
right?
Way back. No.
So. Oh, just kidding.
Pittsburgh's the opposite.
Oh,
side
never
of the
mind
state.
Then. Never mind.
It's There's Pennsylvania like, in the middle.
Yeah. Like we are.
It's on its way to Pennsylvania.
We are so much closer to Philly than Pittsburgh is to Philly. People are always yes. like.
Oh, yeah. Pittsburgh's correct. Like 7 hours away.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, no, no.
But I think for BFA school, speaking of Pittsburgh, I think if you go to like a Carnegie Mellon, it's worth it.
Totally.
But if you, or like a Michigan,
yeah,
scared of anyone who goes to Michigan. And I think that's worth it. But then sometimes I think you just have to go to the top school or I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even those people, it's like not everyone. I don't know. It's yeah. just a hard career.
It's just a hard career.
Honey.
I knew a lot of Elon BFAs.
Yeah. What are they doing now?
Cut this part. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying. But yeah. to your point, I don't even mean to drag them, but yeah. right, it is a hard career.
It is such a hard career.
Yeah.
It is then such a hard
wait,
career.
I actually
Unless
have
you're an Epo baby, it's really hard to get a foot in the door.
No, can I say something?
Please.
Fuck them.
Okay. No, no. I No. Go off Nepo babies. We never, we only talk about the Nepo babies that make it. What about the Nepo babies that don't make it?
Dark. Yeah.
What about the Nepo babies? We never talk about them.
That's
we only
tough.
Talk about success.
Yeah.
We never talk about failure. There are so many Nepo babies out there that do not make it. Or what about the ones that, not the entertainment industry, but just like the ones that inherit their great grandfather's business.
Yeah.
And then they bring it to the ground.
Yeah.
What about those ones? Oh my God.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Also Pilot.
I know. No, I know. I know. I was talking to my mom about that because she brought up some Nepo baby's like brother that it's like a, honestly.
Just kidding.
Wait, who'd you say? Oh yeah,
I'm so pro Ben Platt. I'm so pro.
Wait, and you guys,
I will soapbox
and my
about
mom
that.
Are also pro.
Okay,
you and
Lucy. I will soapbox about being pro Ben Platt.
Wait, Should that's I, fine. That, I think people yeah. are because every time I'm anti, people look at me like I'm crazy, and then I was like, "Fuck!" Like, am
the
I off
internet
the pulse?
Likes to like I don't know.
Well, the internet moves with the wind. Like,
Maybe
it's
I'm
just
Jonah Platt. Can I be anti Jonah Platt?
Which one's that? The dad
that's his,
brother.
Oh. That's the tall brother.
Uh huh.
That was in Wicked.
I guess. Yeah.
Who was the one that attacked
Jonah?
I'm not getting into that. I'll soapbox about Ben. I don't know about all of that drama. That's yeah. crazy. That
no.
is crazy.
Jonah.
Yeah.
Wait, but yes, I completely agree with you.
I just think that Ben is a once in a generation talent.
He is really solid.
And like he has other siblings too. That and I think that he's like a younger brother who can sing really well. Sometimes he comes up on my TikTok. But Ben is the only one that like has a Tony. You
yeah,
know?
That's true.
And it's like we don't talk about the ones that don't make it.
He was excellent in
not
Dear
saying
Evan
that
Hansen.
The other ones don't. He was fucking I saw the musicale on Broadway.
Oh yeah.
I went with my straight friend, and he, in the middle of the show, he like tapped me on the shoulder, like, "Hey, are you enjoying it?" I turn, I'm like bawling,
sobbing, yeah.
Bawling. He's like, "Oh, okay."
I saw Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway in 2016 or 17 with my ex boyfriend in college when I was still living as a cis straight woman.
Wow.
And we saw it together, dark. And he was obsessed with
yeah,
it.
Pilot.
He was obsessed with it. We listened to it in the car a bunch of times. I don't know. He loved it.
You're living his dream of being gay.
Wait, what's your sexuality? Come out to me.
I would say...
You don't have to define yourself.
Yeah, I just usually say like queer because I would never identify myself as straight. I just, that's not any part
that's
of my
right.
lifestyle.
Yeah.
But after I transitioned, it was just kind of like, eh, whatever. Okay. You know, because I was a lesbian
I feel like
for a
the
while.
Show we were on together.
Yeah.
I feel like you were talking about being straight.
Well, so I do a joke about being like, okay. Going from a lesbian to being a straight man is devastating. Could have died the hero, live to see myself become the villain. But
yes.
That's really just to
okay.
make it
that's
simple for people.
Yeah.
And to say that. But I would never actually identify as
okay.
straight. I don't,
yeah.
That's
no, that
not my culture.
Evil.
Yeah. No, I don't relate to them. But I would just say queer because I mean, I have a girlfriend and we've been dating for a long time and I mostly am attracted to women, but there are, I've found, it's interesting because there's a lot of trans guys when they go on T, they like fully become
yeah.
like gay.
Yeah.
Or it like expands. It happens a lot.
What?
And it's
what is that?
High
what
T,
that
it makes you more, I don't know. It just does. I don't know what it does, but it definitely at least expands your sensuality
yeah.
for a lot of guys. Or I think sometimes it can be a few factors. I think also for a lot of trans guys, once they become embodied in themselves, they feel more comfortable exploring
yeah.
their attraction
like
to men. Yeah. And
how can you even feel attracted to someone else when you don't feel right in your own
right,
body.
Right, totally.
So once you're like feeling right,
yeah.
then you can start actually exploring what
100%.
Like.
It's like
yeah.
how like I think a lot of trans guys feel more comfortable wearing jewelry and just like exploring their like clothing once they feel like, you know, they have a certain level of, you know, facial hair, muscle, whatever it is that they
yeah.
need to feel safe in that. But I never, I've been on T for a couple years and it has not done that to me. I mean, there's definitely guys I find attractive and I think there's a couple, there's like trans guys I think I would be attracted to, but I just don't really.
And you're attracted to clowns.
And
obviously.
I'm attracted to clowns, of course. Yes. But I would say queer is how I usually, for the long-winded way of saying that.
You don't
but.
Have to come out.
Okay.
Congrats. Yay. I'm gay too.
Straight up.
I'm
regular
gay,
kind. Straight
gay.
Up regular kind.
I'm
regular
gay, but I'm straight for Renee Rapp. And I added one more recently, and I don't remember.
I do love her. She's
yeah,
excellent. I saw
she's
her
so
on Broadway in Mean Girls. That
gag,
was excellent. The
gag.
Only problem with that production was they...
Was nothing. No.
Was Sabrina Carpenter in it?
Yeah.
Oh,
she was.
Find your playbill, bro.
Maybe.
Is
yeah.
that the best when you realize you saw... You, she was.
But I definitely saw Renee Rapp.
She did she because open? Sabrina Carpenter?
No.
I
it was
Renee
right
Rapp
before
was
COVID.
Right?
Right before COVID, Renee was in the role and then Sabrina came in.
Oh, they were
to
the same
play
role?
Katie.
Yeah, Katie.
To play Katie. Renee was Regina
was
George.
Was Regina George. Because I remember yeah. being so like, because obviously going into it, I'm obsessed with Mean Girls. One of my favorite movies growing up, loved it, could quote the whole freaking thing. Was so excited to see okay. this, but I was also just like interested to see what they did with the characters. And I was so impacted. I just thought her performance, her take on Regina George was
mm-hmm.
new and fresh,
mm-hmm.
but also like paying homage to the character,
yeah.
but in a way that was like, she just has this like, just and her voice is so womanly and just the way that she stepped into it. I was like, oh, you're bringing this like a different attitude than Rachel McAdams had for the role, which I really liked. But then, what's the guy's name in that? The character
Aaron Samuels
was played by this like Vine TikTok star
yeah.
Cameron
oh,
Dallas.
Yeah. I saw the videos online.
He was so bad. My mom and I were like, "What the fuck?" Like, I thought Broadway was like the last bastion of like art where they wouldn't just put some famous person. And obviously, we've seen
it's
that
done,
kind of
right?
derail. But
no, so for so many years, we've seen star. It just. Yeah, just capitalism, man.
Yeah. But I was like, this guy, there's so many attractive young men who could play, who could be like that, you know, whatever, to bring people in.
They also have to say yes.
Yeah.
I was just, this is related. I was just having this conversation about that Serhant show, that Ryan Serhant show, Owning Manhattan. Have you seen this?
Oh, no, but.
This real estate show.
Yeah.
And about how I was like, it seems so embarrassing to be like a real estate agent and be like, you're acting like they're all children. They're like fighting about the dumbest things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you are selling homes. You're really selling homes.
Yeah.
People are trying to trust you with their homes.
Yeah.
With their homes.
Yeah.
And it's like, but if you want
to
build an empire,
is that about
social media following?
Yeah.
Is that a Netflix show is a route to build this like empire, even in that. Like,
yeah,
it's,
I mean, I suppose, but that at one point there were real estate agents who were massively wealthy and were never on television. So,
and
but maybe they're
point,
all Nepo. Who knows?
Yeah.
And at one point, Broadway had people with 900 followers. Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like that's all.
At one point, Broadway had... Well, yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, my boyfriend is a Broadway actor, and I've talked about that stuff with him, too, where, like, he doesn't like social media.
Yeah.
And not that... Yeah, he doesn't really care about social media. Is like, he's, like, never on... Instagram.
I think that's so hot to be offline.
No, it's so hot.
I think if you're offline and you've never been to SoulCycle, those are the two hottest things that you can have about you. Those are the best.
Are you talking to yourself or are you talking to somebody else?
I just like when someone who's like, SoulCycle, what is that? Like, totally. They're like, oh, I just run on the West Side Highway sometimes. That's so hot.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
him too.
Yeah.
That's him too.
Is he in any productions right now?
He's doing a show in Utah right now. He's doing three different shows for very long times. We're long distance. Oh, but it's going really well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just saw Stranger Things. I'm saying this like I see Broadway all the time. I see one show like every couple years.
I have seen so many shows recently. It's wild.
Yeah. I saw Stranger Things because my mom's friend's son.
Nepo baby.
Is an MT from, was an MT at Michigan and is super talented. Has been working in, he was like, what's the dancing? Billy Porter? No.
Kinky Boots?
No. Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot.
He's Billy Elliot. Completely wrong.
Do you know who else was Billy Elliot? Tom Holland.
You're kidding.
Sounds right.
He was one of the original Billy Elliots on the West End.
That's cool.
That's so hot.
Yeah. But anyway, he's in Stranger Things, so we went and saw it.
Oh,
and it was an interesting production because it was kind of giving theme park ride at some points where it was like, okay, all these lights.
It's very like
stuff.
The Harry Potter show too, where
very
it's like
much
this should
so.
Be at a theme park.
Yes.
But
yes.
We
yes,
love
yes.
IP.
Yes. We apparently we love IP.
Oh my God, I was told like I'm trying to like pitch this pilot and they're like, do you ever think about like first writing it as a book? Like, do you ever think about jumping off a bridge? Like,
they're like, will you write it a book so we can make
so
it
we can
IP?
Make it IP? What if we make this IP and then you can make a book?
Yeah.
Is the idea of that that said a lot about any project.
I know.
The IP thing. It's like, is the idea that it just has a built-in fan base?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are unwilling to take a chance. Or not even a chance, but unwilling to create something new and start with a zero fan base and build a fan base. They want everything to come with a proof of concept, a proof of fan base, a proof of like, I already have a million followers on Instagram, so people will watch this. But like, that's not how things used to be made.
Listen.
And how's the TV world doing? Shit. Like,
you're doing bad. You're not doing a good job.
Also, I feel like all the stuff I've watched recently that I've liked has been original stuff.
I know. What's going on?
I don't know.
I eye contact with the little life right there, and it made me feel so small. It made me feel so small in the grand scheme of it all.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the book back there.
A Little Life.
Yeah. The world's saddest book. The world's longest, saddest book.
I read
book.
It March of 2023, and then I haven't read a book since. But
well, you read 1,000 pages. I mean, what were you going to... You had to take a real break
it's
after
like
that.
You do one marathon, you don't have to run anymore.
Yeah.
I read like a book every 2 years, but it's the same book
thank
that I've been
for
working
saying
on.
That.
No, and my boyfriend reads a book every day. It's like
wait,
insane.
Wow. That's so hot.
Yeah, he's a little nerd boy.
Literate, SoulCycle, and
never seen Instagram.
Never seen Instagram.
No, he has probably the same amount of followers as me on Instagram, but he doesn't use it. Which
doesn't
is
have to post. That's nice. That is so nice.
Yeah. That's really nice. Yeah. I want people to be like, "Where'd that guy go?" And they'll be like, "Did he die? He didn't."
No, he's just offline.
He's just offline.
I'll randomly pop up when they least expect it, kind of money. And like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want people to know where I am. It's so great when you don't know where someone is. It's like, where are they? They're probably in love. They're probably in love.
They're just having a good time.
Yeah.
They're probably at Le Bain or Animal.
People who are taking Instagram breaks are either at their lowest or their highest.
I do say doing drag saved the joy of social media for me though.
Oh, good.
Because now I can just like share my little art and have a good time.
Yeah,
I don't have to like worry about like I never post when I'm like somewhere. But I do have to do the annoying things where you're like, come to my show, which I'm sure you know about.
Yes. Oh, self-promotion is hell. It's the worst.
It makes it impossible to date because you just want to be mysterious and you want everyone to be like, what's he thinking? It's like, you know what I'm thinking.
You know where I am.
You know what I'm thinking about. Which is my dad, my brothers, manorexia.
Oh, especially.
Drag his ass.
Especially
I think that got me shadow banned.
You both, because you, like, I do my lip syncs.
Yeah.
I speak on the mic, too, but I don't do, like, stand-up sets.
Yeah.
So, like... Yeah, it's probably really hard to date.
Well, people know way too much. And then sometimes, like, I have this one joke about, like, a big dick, and then someone was like, oh, I feel targeted by that. And it's like, you think you're the only guy with a big... You think you're so special? Or I did a joke about a bi man, and then I got, like, sick... Like, you think you're the only bi guy in the world? You're not. Yeah. There's a lot of you.
This is about you, but...
But there are others.
This specifically is about you.
I mean, and here's the thing.
And it is about both. Yeah.
It was. I'm sorry I did a joke
you're
about
so
your ex-wife.
That
yeah, you, that you are accurate.
It's about you. Having said that,
part of me wanted to be like, wait, we were dating? Like, oh my God, you saw yourself. I didn't know we were like dating. Oh my God.
I famously use the word dating like so wrong.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, it's a verb. So it's like, if we've gone on like two, I would say if we've gone three dates and we intend to go on another, we're dating.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right.
I feel like it's a, I like to use it. I also use it like that too, where I'll say it. People,
thank you so
yeah,
much.
Especially as an adult, it's like, okay, yes. Like what, like, I feel like we all get stuck in these like elementary, middle, high school, yeah. like words of like dating,
hook
talking,
up.
Hooking up, blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
well,
compares.
I would
mean anything.
Hooking up like dating, but maybe that's a problem. Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm not getting what I want in this world, even though I'm 30 flat.
Do you know what I did?
What?
Okay. This is a life hack. This is a life hack, listeners. So I was not on the dating apps for a while because I thought they were stupid.
Yeah.
And I was going on dates with people that I met in person, and that was fine. But a friend found success on Hinge. So I went on Hinge, and I started to swipe right on everyone I was not attracted to. Because you know how they like use the algorithm to only show you like the hottest people in the world, and then you have to pay to match with them. And then once you're out of swipes for that day, that like your perfect match is coming up, and then the next day they're gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me trick the algorithm. So I swipe right on people I'm not attracted to for 1 second. And I did that for like a good, like a few days. And then I started getting people that I was attracted to. And that's how I found
that
a lover.
That is smart. Okay.
Yeah. Here's how I did it.
Yeah.
I made my age range 85 and up. And then there is no one that's that. So they'll just send you the hottest people anyway.
Wait, that's
okay,
so much
that's
easier
another
than
one.
What I did.
But then
that's
they didn't so like me
much
back.
Easier.
And then it was like, now I have to go offline for other reasons.
Was it you the other... Now you're at your lowest. You're offline because you're at your lowest.
Yeah.
And wait. I was spending $54.99.
Was it you the other day who said, when you match with somebody who's like, this is a really popular person, is like, well, I take it back. I don't want my like to go anymore.
Yes, that joke never does well. Now I don't want to date a hot guy. Tinder says you liked a super popular user. Do you want to upgrade? You're like, upgrade it. I'm retracting it. Like, I'm not trying to throw my hat in the ring of some sort of like bidding war. Like,
right.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No.
The real estate market is
it.
Insane enough.
Not doing that.
Yeah.
But then, are you a Swiftie? No, right.
No.
Yeah, I'm not either. And yeah. Like, anyway.
Wait, I was going to, on the topic of like, of knowing a lot about us as standups, this is something that we've like, seen over the last couple of years, especially at like open mics. I mean, to get back to that guy who's railing on Kinnicky or no, not whatever from Greece.
Rizzo
from
Tatum.
Greece.
No, Stalker Channing.
Channing Tatum. But anyway,
Stalker Channing in Greece made me think that every 19-year-old was 45, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
But like with, and I say this with love. Like,
yeah.
Can I say this? But overcompensating. They are all in their 30s, and I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
We're still playing. We can still play college.
Yeah.
Listen, when the pandemic has put us all
on
a couple years on things, we're still going to be playing high school.
Not only can we deserve to.
Yes.
Yeah.
We deserve
this. It's called acting. But anyway, the at open mics and stuff, or at shows, whatever, it's so weird because you're in a community with all these comedians, and you like, I don't know this person's like, I don't know what they do for work. I don't know what they had. I don't really know anything about them. I know how they feel about their dad. That feels too intimate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like all these
weird.
People that it's like, and then you have these weird, overly familiar people in your life who think they know you really well. And it's like, you just have heard me say really intimate things about myself, I guess, but we don't really know each other. Like, it's very strange. It's a weird, like,
but it's never the most intimate stuff. Cause the most intimate stuff
of
would
course.
Be like, I'm worried I'll die alone.
Well, yeah.
Or it's like,
no,
I'm
that's
worried.
Funny. Put that in your stand-up.
I'm like worried. Well, I
and
try
they say
to,
that every joke has to come in truth.
Yeah.
No, I know. And Rory Scovel says you should say your like most embarrassing thing and they make humor of that. And I was like, I think, or your deepest, truest thing. And I think it is that I'm afraid I'll die alone. So then you date these men that it's like, they might kill you, but you won't be alone. And it's like, there has to be something in there.
Yes, exactly.
He was the last person I saw. Yeah. It was someone.
He's not alone. Literally, it's like Grindr is scary, but it's like, but you'll go out with
a bang. Else.
Yeah.
Hopefully a bang.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the Working It Out podcast.
Yeah.
Wait, so like, what do you feel like
well,
is the boys club?
Should we do that?
I would never cut you
no,
off.
No, I hate to cut us off because I have to go to work, so we have to wrap up in
we
a second. I know. We're going to have to have you back so we can do
we
your boys
oh
clubs.
Should I do it really quick?
We'll do a part two. Well, give us
we
a teaser of your first one, and then we'll have you back to do more.
Yeah. So, sorry, I can talk for hours.
No, this is good.
Oh my God, and I hurt you.
No.
I cut you off and I hurt you. The boys club I am part of is, I really couldn't think of any like actual boys clubs I was part of, but I have a very exclusive club with just me and my dad called Boys Only Coffee, where we drink coffee outside whenever I'm home and my mom is not invited.
Oh, that's
really
cute.
And I made us mugs.
That's
so cute. Does they say Boys Only Coffee on them? Oh, that's really sweet. That's sweet.
You're close to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I think just like
a guys are like really twin flames here.
Yeah.
Because you're also very close to their dad.
I think that like gay guy, dad, nice, happy relationship is like underrepresented in the media.
I agree.
Yeah. But like I need it to be, but not like it is in Glee where it's like, I love that guy's dad.
Yeah.
It's like,
go. Just like chill.
Be relaxed about
What's crazy about that is like in one episode, he's like fully like hate crimeing his son. Yeah. And the next he's like, don't say that about him. And it's like, you need to just go to therapy or something.
Show.
Yeah.
What a good show.
What an unhinged show. I've gone back in the recent years and watched a couple episodes and been like, my God.
That pilot, though, nothing can... Ooh, I just gave my
Don't stop. Is that
Oh, yes, I think so. Yeah. I think so, yeah. No, that was a show I was watching with my dad, who is an ally and has come a long way, but I just remember him being like, that teacher's fruity as hell.
How crazy, because he wasn't even the fruity one.
I know. You don't have to watch it with us. I love That's that, funny. Though. And I agree. I think that there's a lot, like, I think seeing more, I find that a lot in, like, not to get back to, like, whatever, but with stand-up and stuff, and when I go to these other places, it always means a lot to me when, like, parents of trans kids come and, like, they're excited to see it, and they, like, are, I don't know, it just is a very meaningful, I think, for people to see me talk about my parents on stage in a way that's, like, poking fun at the ways that this is going to be an awkward conversation for us, but is always landing with, like, they're supportive at the end of the day, and they love me, and I think that is really important for people to see, because it is a reality for a lot of us. And if more people saw that was the reality, I think parents and kids alike would be like, oh, that is a world that exists out there. Parents don't have to be dickheads about this.
Yeah. And then I think a lot of people would stop scapegoating.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's amazing, though. That's so cute. I love that. Yeah, I love that you made mugs. That's really cute. You got to step up your game.
I did give him a mug. It says world's best podcaster's father. And I like it because it's grammatically ambiguous. Yeah.
That is amazing. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for doing the pod. We definitely are gonna have you back to do your other boys' calls. We absolutely
again, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I brought a hat.
Okay, good. No, I mean to come back.
Oh yes, work. Yeah. Before we wrap though, will you please tell the people where they can see your stuff and where they can see your shows?
Yeah, you can find me at House of Pancake on Instagram, TikTok, all those things. HAUS, House of Pancake. I'm at Red Eye in Midtown. My show is called Pancocky. I have to have both of you on.
Yeah, definitely.
At some point.
We have to have
you. Yeah, you should come do Boys Club sometime. We do it at Club Coming as well.
Oh, work. So, okay, yeah. Work. I always post my shows. I have a new sizzle reel for Pilot that I'm trying to make happen for Realsies, so look that up. And I have a web series, Interested in Series, on YouTube, period.
Hell yeah.
And that's that.
Incredible. All that will be tagged below in the episode if you're on Spotify or YouTube or wherever you're finding this, and on our Instagram. And we'll see you next week, boys. Bye.
Bye.